As I mentioned before, Wednesdays are hard because I have all the freedom in the world this morning when I had Mass with the little kiddos to, you know, expand upon things, ask questions, do all that stuff, and then I have to kind of compress it down for all of you. I don't think you'll answer my questions if I ask them. From within, the heart of the person, the center of the person, the seed of their identity, the seed of their being, is where defilement comes from. Not from the food that you put into your bodies. We're not talking about eating healthy food or eating junk food. It's not a question of that. Jesus makes it clear. You eat food and it passes into the latrine. It doesn't make you, defile you. So what do we find in the heart of the person? What do we find there? Beliefs about things, lies, truth, shame, guilt, lack of mercy, lack of forgiveness. It's interesting, when I look at that first reading though, it seems that what is most missing is wisdom. A right understanding of the relationship of things. When we get that wrong within us, it can lead to wrong action. We think we can hide our hearts. And for example, the lack of forgiveness that's there, it will come out. You'll see it. No matter how hard you want to cover it and hide it, it will be seen. I used the example this morning in my homily with the kids. I don't know how good of an example it is, but when I was in high school, I played basketball. I played football, played basketball, ran track. Basketball was not my favorite, but everyone at the school played basketball. It was the sport at that school. And when I arrived in seventh grade, I was way behind the curve in basketball because they were playing forever. In playing basketball, I reached a certain point that I was only able to do so much and to play so well. I was faithful to practice, I worked hard, I did all of those things, but I got to a certain place and that's where I was stuck. But I remember graduating high school, a few short weeks later, going off to boot camp in the Navy, spending 9.5 weeks in Florida getting yelled at and doing all sorts of crazy things in boot camp. That Christmas, I was able to return home because I was still in electronic school, so there's Christmas break, so I was able to take some leave and go home. And a tradition at our school where I grew up was that students, like college students or people, could come back, alumni, during Christmas break and play basketball against the team, so they would have someone to scrimmage against. And so I returned, went back, played basketball at the school. And after that first day, the coach pulled me aside and he was like, "What the heck has gotten into you?" I said, "Why didn't you play like that when you were in high school?" I told him, I said, "You know," I said, "I was afraid in high school. I was afraid of making a mistake. I was afraid of getting yelled at. I was afraid of disappointing the team." I said, "In boot camp, I got yelled at so much, I'm not afraid to get yelled at anymore. I don't even take it personally too much anymore. So I know it's their job." I said, "I'm free in this moment. I don't know, coach, I don't know what to tell you." So I was probably in better shape when I was in high school than I was at that point. But my heart was free. Whatever fears, whatever lies I had believed about myself in high school, in that moment, 6 months later, were now gone. And I was able to act in a greater freedom than I had ever acted before. I noticed the difference immediately. Yeah, It was great. I enjoyed playing basketball coming back. It was free. The transformation that Jesus wants us to have more than anything, this metanoia, the changing of our mind about things, most often is about who God is and about who we are. As he reveals the truth of that, and we accept the truth about who he is revealed in Jesus Christ and his love upon the cross, we will also begin to see ourselves truthfully. When lies are removed from our heart, when a lack of mercy or compassion or unforgiveness is removed from our heart, a multitude of sins are also removed, potential for them to take place. It's not usually about discipline. It's about a change of heart. The Navy didn't teach me how to play basketball. The Navy removed fear from my heart. And because of it, I was able to play basketball better than I had ever played before in my life, especially at that high school, in that gym, with the people that I was playing with. As Lent approaches, look to your hearts, my brothers and sisters, and try to receive truth and wisdom and understanding who God is and who you are and the relationship that you possess with him. To change the way we think who we are within ourselves affords us the greatest hope of the conversion that we desire. Amen.